Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Success by Design. Hey, if you don't know me, my name's Tim Madden. I help directors, VPs, and executives land jobs they love. Man, I do a lot of stuff now. Been in the military, recently retired 2 years ago after 22 years in the U.S. Army. Actually, before this, I was just talking to one of my friends that was on that I served with about his transition as well. But yeah, hey, we're going to get into today's episode of episode 186, How to Make Power Moves Without Burning Bridges. This is something I really wanted to talk about. But hey, before we get started, because we're getting right into it, we've had 250 people placed this year. What other stats we got? 250 people placed. I think it was we had 9 this week. We had 9 offers come in. And then what else did we have? 70 interviews, 70 multiple six-figure interviews from our team. So congratulations to all the clients who are having success in our program. As always, if you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com /podcast. All right, let's get into it. Let me say this straight out of the gates. Power moves in your career are not going to come without some casualties. So whether you're walking into a new title, leaving a company after a short time, restructuring your team, making a bold leap, right? There's a right way to do it. And I'm excited today to talk to you about that. And a wrong way that can leave behind scorched earth, broken trust, and a damaged reputation. Now, I do want to stop here just for a moment and say one thing. If you burn a bridge, whoever that person is, whoever your executive team is at the time, I assure you, in the future, it's going to come back around and you're going to interact with that person. I see it happen all the time, man. It's like, if you ever burn a bridge, I assure you, in the future, it's going to come back to haunt you. So today, you're in luck. I'm going to show you how to make career moves like a pro, okay? With integrity and strength, and most importantly, clarity, without burning those relationships that helped you get there. So let me get a drink of coffee, and then we are going to dive in. All right, here we go. Number one, we're talking about the truth about power moves, okay? When you're leveling up, you need to know not everyone's going to clap for you. Okay. Sometimes the timing's off. Sometimes it feels like you're betraying people because someone else wants to get promoted. You want to get promoted, right? But sometimes it can feel weird, even though you're doing what you feel is best for you. Okay. So let me remind you of something we've talked a lot about on this podcast on many episodes. Okay. You have to do what's best for you in your career, period. End of story. What is best for you and your family? Okay. Power moves most of the time are misunderstood. They think, you know, if you want to leave somewhere to go somewhere else, you might be seen as like selfish or disloyal. But they're not. Not if you handle them right, right? You can be bold in your career without being reckless. You can, you know, move up without pushing others down, but it all comes down to how you do it. Here's the first key I want you to write down, okay? You owe people to be professional. Okay. You do not owe people your future. I want to say that one more time. You know, in corporate America, you owe people to be professional and display professionalism. But that doesn't mean that you owe people your future. Remember that. So let's talk about being bold, different besides being reckless. You know, I want to unpack the difference in those. Bold means like taking actions that are aligned with your values and goals, right? Like, hey, here's my values and goals. I'm going to continue to do actions. I'm aligned with them. Reckless means that you're acting without regard for, you know, consequences, people, timing. For example, let me give you an example. Let's say you just started a new job. You're 45 days in, you're onboarding, and then boom, out of nowhere, are you ready? A life-changing opportunity comes in. Okay. More money, more authority, better location, better future. I talk to clients. This happens a lot with the clients we work with now. We get them placed in a position. They love the position. 45 days later, they're like, hey, Tim, that hiring manager from that last opportunity I was really interested about, you see where this is going, right? Now, say that offer does come in. Some of you feel like guilt in that moment. You think, well, man, I just started. I don't want to look flaky, right? But let me tell you something. life doesn't run on our schedule of when we would hope things would happen, right? You're allowed to pivot when something truly better comes along. And anyone worth keeping in your network will respect you for making that choice if you do it with class. So here's how to avoid the recklessness, right? We don't just disappear. We don't gossip. We don't trash our employer, right? So think about this. Your boss, right? If you do leave early on, you have to do what's best for you and your family. So if a massive opportunity comes, okay, with more money, more responsibility, better titles, et cetera, you need to take that for you and your family. Okay. Here's how you, well, I think we're going to talk about strategic exits now and how do we exit, right? How do we exit that situation the right way? Whether you've been here for 2 months or 2 years, we talk about the three P's of a professional exit. Prepare, present, and provide. So prepare. We get our ducks in a row. We're thinking through of what we're going to say. We're anticipating questions, and we have a plan before speaking with them, right? Present, okay? We want to have the conversation in person or via Zoom. You do not want to email this information. You do not want to Slack someone this information, okay? Then we want to offer solutions. Hey, I can stay for this amount of time. I'll reach out to my network. I have a couple friends that I think might be a good fit. Hey, I'm documenting and updating all of my SOPs. So remember, professional exit, prepare, present, provide. So here's something that you might be able to say. Hey, John, I want to start by saying how much I've appreciated working here. When I accepted this role, I knew it was the right move, but something unexpected came up. Hey, a massive opportunity that aligns more closely with where I'm trying to go professionally and personally, and it comes with ABC, more money, more things, right? After a lot of thought, I've decided to move forward with it. I'd love to support the transition in any way I can, whether that's recommending someone, documenting something, or stay a bit longer if needed. Communication is key here, okay? Communication is key. See how clean that is? You're honest, you're respectful, and you're still protecting your brand because people are going to remember how you leave. Okay. Now, next, let's talk about transparency because we want you to build allies, right? Some of you struggle with this. You think, man, if I tell the truth, I'm going to lose the offer. Or if I explain why I'm leaving, they're going to hate me. Let me flip that for you. The right kind of transparency can build respect if it's delivered in the right way. And the wrong kind of silence is going to build resentment. Okay. Top performers don't just know how to leave. They know how to leave well. You know, transparency isn't about giving people your story. It's about giving them enough context to understand the decision and enough respect to include them in the process. When you're with real people, right, you give them a chance to remain in your network. And trust me, you're going to need your network for later because your network is your net worth. Anyone you interact with, man, don't burn bridges. Now, let me share a couple of real life examples, okay? One of our clients recently got hired, I think a couple months ago, for a role that paid $220. 60 days later, had a $300K offer come in with equity, better benefits, and in an industry he wanted to be in. He was torn, but eventually he went to his boss and just said, hey, I didn't expect this and I wanted to be honest. Here's this. I want to make a smooth transition. I'm grateful for the opportunity. And just like I kind of went in the past section, well, guess what? His manager respected him so much more after the conversation, and they still keep in touch today. You know, there's another exec that had to lay off half her team due to restructuring. Instead of hiding behind emails, she held one-on-ones. She gave referrals. She wrote LinkedIn recommendations, right? People didn't walk away as bitter. They walked away supported. Man, so many times when it's like time to go or you bet a better thing, it's just people just leave so quickly. And if you do what I'm teaching you in this podcast, that's how you lead. That's how you make power moves without those casualties. Here's what I want you to walk away with today. You're allowed to pivot. You're allowed to grow. You don't need to stay stuck of where you are because of what people may think, but you're not allowed to disappear. You're not allowed to torch bridges and then complain that you don't have a network. I hate that. If you're in a season of change right now, whether you're like leaving a role, stepping into a bigger one, doing some team restructuring, do it the right way. Be clear, be honest, be intentional. You know, power moves, again, don't have to come with casualties. They can build your brand, your respect, and your future. If you do it with integrity, Do me a favor. I know there's someone on the edge right now thinking, should I leave? I'm not sure. What about this? If this episode helped you, share it with a friend who's navigating some change. And if you're looking for guidance on your next career move, go to execupgrades.com/podcast to see how we help high performers win at every level of the game. So, hey, this has been, I think, man, we're approaching almost 200 episodes on the Success by Design. I still can't, when I started this podcast 3 years ago, I still can't believe that this is watched in 64 countries every single year. Hey, I truly appreciate you. If you wanted to do a topic on something I haven't spoke about before, send me an email at tim@execupgrades.com. And as my mentor says, if it is to be, it's up to me. So, hey, make the move, do it with class, and I'll see you in the next episode. Have a great day, everyone.